9th District Legislative Update with State Senator Mark Schessler. So, Senator, what's going on this final week of session?
We're coming down to trying to resolve differences between House and Senate bills. Some are relatively innocuous changes, non-controversial bills. Some are the big, big deals like rent control or unemployment insurance for strikers. So we're seeing a mixture of those go through what's known as a concurrence process here in Olympia. The other thing that's happening is the budget negotiations are probably winding down. I know capital budget is because I'm a part of the capital budget negotiations. Transportation with new and higher taxes, we hear, is getting closer. And I think it's important to remember, with those new and higher taxes on everything you've ever seen before and more, no new projects. Even if it's safety, you get nothing. We'll buy some fish culverts. We'll keep buying electric assist bicycles, but no new projects for your hard-earned tax dollars. The operating budget is really underground because only one party negotiates it and nothing is really leaking out. There's rumors that salmon recovery is going away, early learning programs. We really don't know. We do know that it's behind closed doors, and where every fund that's dedicated from your user fees is on the table to go to bureaucrats in Olympia. And worst of all, on top of all this, the union bosses will be happy, but there's a list of taxes I couldn't get through in 2 minutes. So you're going to get taxed on Main Street. You're going to get taxed at the pumps. You're going to get taxed everywhere. And it really isn't necessary because we showed, not once, but twice, you could write a pretty good budget with no new revenue. Senate Republicans led the way, showing it can be done.
Ninth District Legislative Update with State Senator Mark Schessler.